Hachette Audio presents Bravo, a Jad Bell novel. Written by Greg Rucka. Read by John Glushevich. Dedication. This is for Angela. Chapter 1. "You look tired," she says, moving out of the doorway to let him inside. "Do you want to talk about it?" The soldier enters, moves his cover to his hands, holding the hat in a way that makes him feel half her age, though he's most of the way through 50, and she's not seen the edges of 30 yet. He doesn't speak, doesn't move, as she shuts and locks the door behind him, comes back to put a gentle touch on his elbow. She looks at him, curiously, concerned, then shakes her head in such a way that her hair shifts and gently sways, exposes bare neck from collar to jawline. He sees her skin, feels an almost magnetic tug, an immediate urge to wrap his arms around her and inhale her scent. He's too old to believe that doing so will make it all better, but it's what he feels. He thinks about the fact that he should have waited before coming here, before talking to her. He thinks that he doesn't have a choice. "Jameson's dead," the soldier says. She nods slightly, a touch of sympathy in her expression, in the movement, and he thinks it's for his sake, not for the dead man she has never met, hardly even knew.
"I'll make you a drink," she says. "I've got some of that rye you like."